Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is show number 15. The title of today's show is Let Go. Now, I'm going to tell you how I got to this subject about letting go. I'm a big cell phone user. When I say big, I don't mean I use it 24 hours a day, but I take my cell phones very seriously. I am a Verizon Wireless customer, and I've been with them for over 10 years, back when they were AirTouch. Actually, I think they had another name before then that I was with them, but it's been a long time. And for the most part, I've been pretty satisfied with their service. They have repeatedly the best service in the country and covering more areas. I live in California, so T-Mobile and Singular are also very popular. And now that AT&T and Singular are together, it's gotten better. So, but anyway, I'm a Verizon customer. Now, I also, for my very first cell phone, I've always had a Motorola phone. It's always been a flip phone, the phone of champions, and I just love Motorola, okay? And yes, I'm low vision, and it's very true for those of you who know, Motorola has not been the most aggressive in developing adaptive or accessible phones, but they're in the race. They're probably last in the race. And GLs are better. Nokia's are better for accessibility, but nevertheless, I like the Motorola phones. For the most part, with Motorola, the more you pay, the more features that you get. And so that's a great thing for me. I just like it. Okay. And by the way, the learning curve, all their phones have the same type of menus. It's a nice phone. So companies like Verizon, who sell cell phones from all the major manufacturers, decided, in its infinite wisdom, to unify all of the menus on their phones. So that means that when they do a contract with Motorola, for example, they can tell Motorola, do not use the Motorola menus and set factory settings. We're going to tell you the menus that we want you to put on the phone. And they did the same with Nokia and the GLs and all the other newer phones that are coming out. So in effect, when you buy a Verizon wireless phone today, it will have the same menu system, which is in itself is not a problem. It's cost efficient for Verizon, because now instead of having to have tech support people and sales people that have to familiarize themselves with all the different manufacturers of the phones and the models, regardless of that, now they can simply get this higher learning curve. Since all the phones are the same, they can simply train their tech support and salespeople on one menu system, and it will apply to all of the phones, which was great for Verizon. The problem is that when you flatten the playing field like that, you invariably lose some features. For example, if you were to go to Verizon Wireless today and buy a $60 phone, and you were to go and also buy a $500 phone, one would expect that the $500 phone would have infinitely more features and customizability than the $60 phone. However, with this new flat menu that Verizon Wireless has, that's not true. And in fact, with the Motorola phones, and I'm a big fan and a longtime student of Motorola's, the latest phones, like the Sliver and the Razor phones, they have actually disabled some standard features that come with the phone that are not service-based, okay? So it's not as though you say, well, some carriers offer this service and some carriers don't. No, this is built-in features that are enabled with the phone when you get it, and when you buy it from Verizon, they disable those features. For example, customizing the menu system can't be done. As a low vision person, I like having the ability to rearrange menus and put them in the way I want, rearranging the shortcut keys. I don't want to get too into this, but the idea is for a person certainly with low vision, and I think just for any high-end user, customizability is everything. Well, they've removed that feature. And you can't even, I looked at the manual, and I'm telling you, I called tech support when I first bought the Razer, and it turns out that they disabled the mute feature. So when you're talking to someone, you can no longer press a key to disable the microphone. It can be done, by the way. I did find a hack for it, a fix for it. But when I called Motorola, they said call Verizon. When I called Verizon, they said call Motorola. The manuals didn't even have that listed in it as an example. But knowing the phone as well as I did, I was able to find a way to do it. But it's not in the manual. It's not documented. And in fact, the Verizon wireless tech support person told me in the store that it just didn't have that feature. Now, I paid $500 for this phone. So I think you understand where I'm coming from. Okay. That was a long story to get to a point. The point is, even though I absolutely... and I'm very brand loyal. I am very brand loyal. Even though I'm brand loyal to Verizon, I'm more brand loyal to Motorola because they're going to be... Now, here's the deal. It doesn't really matter that it's the Razer that I'm describing. Any, as far as the current word from Verizon is that from now on, every phone that comes out is going to have the Verizon, what they call flat menu. Which, by the way, is not very good for low-vision people, as far as I'm concerned, because you can't do shortcuts. You have to go through the entire menu system as they prescribe it to be. Also, I don't like being thought of as being too stupid. I don't like the idea that Verizon wants to play big brother and say, well, our customers are too dumb to learn how... And they told me this when I talked to one of the higher-ups out of the tech support chain, but they said, well, frankly, we had a lot of customers complain that the phones were too complicated. My answer to that, of course, is then have your customers who feel that way buy a lower-end phone or don't make use of the high-end features. But I don't. If I pay $500 for a phone, I want to get a $500 customizable phone, not the same as I don't want to end up with a $60 phone with a $500 body. Now, of course, the Razer is a quad phone and things like that. There are a few things, but I think you get the idea. So reluctantly, after, and I think I've been with... this company and with Motorola's ever since 1992 or 1993, so what's that, 14 years, and I finally decided, okay, I'm going to have to switch carriers. And I've done my homework, done my research, and for my needs, my purposes, Cingular will be the my next carrier. Now, of course, I went to Cingular and looked at all their phones, and they, one of their bragging points is that we don't customize the phone. They give the phones, all their phones, including the Razors, as factory issue. So it will return, the phone will, you know, will be what I'm used to with all the bells and whistles and customizability that I like. I mean, I spend weeks getting this phone just right, but when it's done, it's a beautiful thing. All right, so now, to the point. I'm finding it very, very difficult to switch carriers. I've been going through a lot of stress over it. I know it's makes some of you may think a phone's a phone's a phone. I know. But my biggest fear is, you know, dropped calls or being out. And, you know, Verizon has so many cells, satellites and cells that you can go to. And even though I know that the GSM system is, you know, more global, more universally acceptable, and actually more convenient, certainly, Verizon has a reputation of being the best cell phone carrier or wireless service. So, I've even been having this this nightmare. I've had it a couple of times. Let me share it with you. The nightmare goes: I'm walking outside of a store, and it's nighttime. It's really dark. Okay, and it looks like I'm in the middle of Gotham City. I don't know why, but it's like, you know, the old Batman series in the movies. It's dark, and it's kind of spooky, and I just bought this, the store's open at like 1 o'clock in the morning, don't ask me why. And then I've got this, just bought my new Verizon, my new Razer with the Cingular service. And I walk out, and I look up, and I see all these fire trucks, okay, first off, outside the store, about a block away. Fire trucks, ambulances, and they're making all the sirens, and I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, someone's been killed, or some tragedy or something. And there's reporters all around, and what happened? What happened? And they say, look, look, and I look up, and I see what I think is this big, huge ball. It looks like a falling star, but it's huge, and it's red or orange or something. And I look at them, and I say, what is it? And they go, it's the singular satellite system. It just crashed. It just failed. You know, all the singular customers are out of the loop. You know, they lose the customer service. They're going to lose their cell phone service for months, you know. And I've had this dream or variations on the dream, but it's always about a falling satellite. It's always singular. And it's always about the cell phone dying in my hand, right? Just completely being worthless. So the stress of this has just been, it's ridiculous. It really is. So, which makes me ask a deeper question. Why am I so afraid of letting go of a change of switching carriers? But I am. I don't know why. And I've even gotten to the point where I go to the cell phone store. Three times I've been to Singular, ready to make the purchase, ready to switch, and go, I'll be back tomorrow. You know, I just can't do it. So, how does that affect me, and what does it say? It means, it's really uncharacteristic for me. I've never had a problem. I do have a hard time with change. Make no mistake about it. I don't like change. Even if it's in my own best interest, I really don't like it. And so, but I am going to do it. I mean, the only reason I didn't do it yesterday is because I'm waiting for the new V3i to come out, which it'll have a MP3 player, and Motorola's contracted with iTunes or Apple, so you can play your iTunes on your Motorola phone. I think it's coming out next month or in a couple of weeks. So I've decided, resigned to do it. And I wanted to do a podcast to share this with you because I think a lot of us have issues with things that we don't like to let go of or change. Now, I admit I may be a bit dysfunctional in this. I don't even like changing soap powders. I mean, if I find a brand that I like, I am so brand loyal. And that just goes with vendors that I purchase things from over the years. If I find a person that works at a company, I'll wait till that person comes back off vacation or something. And I found that people treat me the same way when I was in sales. So what does it say? It says that we do have to sometimes let go, even when it's in our own best interest. I want you to think about this, how it pertains to you. Certainly, I hope none of you feel the same way about a cell phone carrier that I do. But, because it's, let's face it, it is a bit dysfunctional, okay? But, there may be things that you yourself need to let go of. A bad job, or bad relationships, living in a bad part of town, or, I use the term bad, it may be just not productive. Maybe you're not happy about something, and you know what they say, the devil that you know is better than the one you don't. But, you know, you do have to let go of some things that are not in your best interest. A lot of us do get sucked into the comfort zone. We don't want to try new things because, like I said, it takes a lot of energy and it's scary. Let's face it. You know, most of us don't like the unknown. It is scary. It's scary to pick up a phone or go to a new city or whatever the case and deal with the unknown. And if you're lucky, you start to learn how to do this when you're young, joining sports teams or different avenues in school. Making new friends, you know, people move from town to town and places. So life is about starting over. It's just a matter of to what degree and how frequently. But if you think about it, every day we wake up, we're starting over in some sense. So try to just think about that. I don't have any, really deep message for you, except if you feel that there's something and you really think about it and you know there are things you need to change and you need to let go. Then do so. Take the leap. There's an old poem that I saw years ago. I've never been able to find it since. I must have been about 13 when I saw it. And I've always remembered it. It had a picture accompanying it. And the picture was a picture of an island in the distance. And you were looking at it from the perspective of the shore. And the words read, he who is afraid to lose sight of the island will never reach the shore. He who is afraid of losing sight of the island will never reach the shore. Those words have served me well in my lifetime. I've always kept them close. And Certainly. Believe it or not, even though I've lived in so many places and started over many, many times alone, for some reason I'm having a really hard time. I think it, for me, it comes down to Verizon is reputed to be the best. And if you look at all the stats, and this is not my opinion, this is a fact. And I have a hard time, even though I think Singular will eventually, you know, match them, meet their quality, maybe even surpass them. They really actually should, since they merged two companies, or three companies now. But it's the idea of not having the best. Certainly when it comes to technology, I certainly don't wear the best clothes. I'm not going to go to Nordy's and Nordstrom's and I don't wear designer clothing. So it's not like I have to have the best in everything. But when it comes to technology, for some reason, and certainly cell phone service, I just can't stand the thought of being out of touch. I just can't stand the thought of being out of touch. So, right, what can I say? Okay, that's the message. That's the message. And for those of you who are as dysfunctional as I am, then, you know, just get on board with me on this, okay? Let's all of us, you know, let's do something. Let's let go of something this month, something that we should shed to make life better for ourselves. It could even be something like a certain prejudice or bias that you have. You know, it doesn't have to be materialistic. It can certainly be an attitude or how you treat people. Let go of it. You know, let's embrace the future. Let's do it together, okay? Hope you find this message helpful. That's it for this week. Hope you will come back next week. Let me give you the contact information. You know, my name is Mark Taylor. You can subscribe to this blog. I keep saying that you can subscribe to this podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/Candleshore. You can go to the main website for Candleshore, which is www.candleshore.com. You can go to the blog which this podcast originates from, which is www.candleshoreblog.com. And, of course, I hope you'll email me at musicman@candleshore.com. I'd love to hear from you. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here next week, okay? Bye-bye.